ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Good evening, I'm Luke Delaney. Climate change is one of the primary causes of biodiversity loss. That's since many species cannot adapt to changing temperatures by moving across our highly modified landscapes. With many of our wetlands drained and bogs stripped, water has few places to go. Land and marine ecosystems currently absorb around half of human-caused CO2 emissions. Irish biodiversity is suffering due to climate change. Without allowing our rivers, forests and soil to recover, the impacts could be disastrous. This week, we speak to Irish wildlife and biodiversity expert Pádraig Fogarty.
In comparison to maybe other countries that have a similar climate to us, where are we at with the levels of climate change and the impact that it's having on our own environment in the country?
So my area is mostly around biodiversity loss. I mean, we're definitely seeing climate change. We saw a report recently from Met Éireann that showed how our climate is changing. It's getting warmer over the last 30 years. But the history of the loss of nature in Ireland is much, much longer. It goes back, you know, thousands of years, really, to when farmers first arrived in Ireland. We started removing our forests. We have virtually no forests, natural forests left in Ireland. We've also destroyed our bogs. We've drained them. We've burned them. We've turned them into plantations of conifers. We've polluted our rivers. We've overfished our seas. So basically, we have, I think, more than many countries, we have left nature with basically nowhere to go. And this is an enormous problem today for people, never mind the plants and animals that have been driven to extinction, but also for people, because this is the water we drink. It is the places we enjoy visiting. It's really, really, really important for our mental and our physical health. And just when we need it most with the climate crisis, our natural habitats just aren't there.
And you mentioned the plants and some of our animals at the moment and ones that have gone extinct over the last hundreds or thousands of years. Is there anything or plants or animals at the moment that people would be quite accustomed to that are in under threat of extinction?
Yeah, so we've lost many species entirely. People may know that we had wolves in Ireland until quite recently. They're extinct. We also had bears and lynx and lots of other plants and animals that people won't be so familiar with. But particularly what's alarming is that certainly in my lifetime, and I'm nearly 50 now, an awful lot of plants and animals have gone from being really quite common to being on the verge of extinction. So the Atlantic salmon might be one of the most famous ones. Everybody knows the story of the salmon, the Brathon Fishrock, and the guy who burnt his thumb on the fish to get all the knowledge. But salmon are now struggling for survival because our waterways are too polluted. We've been fishing too many of them. In many cases, the rivers are blocked, so the salmon can't actually move through them. But unfortunately, most of the species that are threatened, people won't have heard of. I mean, it's kind of intuitive. If you don't see an animal or a plant in your daily life, then you're not going to know about its existence. Maybe you'll read about it in books, but you know, most people don't do that. So the tragedy of today is that most of the species that are going extinct are basically going extinct very quietly. Nobody is particularly upset because they don't miss them. This is a phenomenon called shifting baselines. It means that when you've lost something, people remember it, but then the next generation has no memory of it. So they don't miss it when it disappears.
And another thing that I'd be keen to get your opinion on is Irish soil. It's often an issue that is perhaps overlooked by other things. What is the impact that climate change is having on our soil for the organisms living there?
This is a really good question, and it's a really an important one, because the soil is critically important. I mean, all of our food, except for fish from the sea, comes from soil. And yet it's been pretty much ignored. You'd be amazed what we don't know about our soil. You know, certainly in peatlands where the peat has been dug out, we can say that the soil is in a very unhealthy condition. But we don't use peatlands for growing food generally. But on the rest of our soils, we know that we've drenched it with artificial nitrogen and fertilizers. We know that that's very bad for the biodiversity in the soil. It's bad for our waterways. But it's incredible, really, how how little attention we have paid to our soil, and that we don't actually know. We don't have good science to tell us about the biological health of our soils in Ireland. And that's obviously another big concern.
There's still time left to save our wildlife and the environment. But waiting for the next generation could prove costly, as now is the time to take action.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.